Divisions within rebel leadership in Liberia have triggered renewed violence just as the peace process is to reach the crucial disarmament stage. Violence has broken out in several rebel-held areas in the past few days as disputes among leaders created a power vacuum, and former rebels are turning against one another. Firefights have been reported in the cities of Banga, Tubmanburg, and Voijama. At least 7 people have been reported killed, but the numbers may be higher. The clashes follow a split within the leadership of the main rebel group, Liberians United for Reconciliation and Democracy. Several dozen commanders who broke away from the rest say they no longer recognize Sekou Kone as their leader. They accuse him of taking bribes for cabinet appointments to Liberia's new power-sharing government and demand that he should be replaced by his estranged wife, Aisha Keita. But Mrs. Keita, who has just returned to Liberia from her usual home in Guinea, said she has no plans to replace her husband as LIRD's leader. Mr. Kone, a former tax official and used car salesman who now lives in Senegal, says he also plans to return to Liberia.
I will be in Monrovia for the disarmament program that's scheduled for the 20th. I have to attend that program. So we are supporting the peace process. We are ready for disarmament. All our conditions have been met up with.
United Nations officials say they are closely monitoring the developments. They say they still hope the disarmament program will go ahead across Liberia as scheduled, but that logistical problems may delay the process. Thousands of UN peacekeeping troops have been gradually deploying across Liberia to prepare that process. Meanwhile, fighters from another rebel group, known as MODEL, have complained that their commanders have started taking their weapons without giving them the compensation money promised by the United Nations. The fighters say their commanders are instead selling the weapons to militias in Western Ivory Coast, which use them to attack civilians. There are reports 18 people have been killed in recent weeks in that volatile region. French peacekeepers deployed in Ivory Coast, which is also mostly controlled by rebels, are asking for UN help to restore order. Nico Columbans, VOA News, Abidjan.